With just a day left before the end of the ceasefire with Iran, President Donald Trump said Monday that Vice President J.D. Vance and a U.S. delegation were in the air on the way to Pakistan for negotiations with Iran. But Vance remained thousands of miles away from Pakistan, and negotiations are apparently not happening. Saeed Khatibzadeh is Iran's deputy foreign minister.
We are still not there yet to move on to an actual meeting because there are issues that Americans yet have not abandoned their maximalist positions.
The U.S. naval seizure of an Iranian-flagged cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz Sunday added yet another layer of complication to the troubled issue of negotiations. Khatibzadeh says Iran is defending and it has no choice but to stop aggressors, and he made a particular reference to the seizure of the Iranian ship.
This war was not our choice. It was unnecessary, unprovoked war of aggression. It started by Americans and Israelis in the middle of negotiation. And while they were just, you know, conspiring behind the scene that, you know, negotiations work well and they were promising that there have been good and significant progress, then they started, you know, surprise assassinations. They assassinated the head of state, martyred a standing our leader in his office and off-duty commanders, not in situation room, not in front line, but also in their offices. So this shows to what extent we have to be very careful and being ready for any scenario.
Experts differ on whether the attack broke the U.S. ceasefire with Iran, but Iran calls the seizure and the U.S. blockade clear breaches of the agreed ceasefire. Ismail Baghieh is a spokesperson for the Iranian Foreign Ministry.
What we've been dealing with are ceasefire violations during periods when the pause was supposed to hold, whether in Lebanon or in what they claim is a naval blockade of Iran, or even attacks on a commercial vessel. All of these are clear breaches of international law and the United Nations Charter, as well as direct violations of the ceasefire. In a situation like this, how can anyone really trust the United States' claims about reconciliation and diplomacy?
Iranians are not the only ones having a hard time believing what the Trump administration says. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries raised the issue of belief in remarks Monday.
And why would we believe this administration when last year they said that Iran's nuclear program have been completely and totally obliterated, and then this year dragged us into a reckless and costly war of choice because apparently Iran's nuclear program had not been completely and totally obliterated. The facts speak for themselves, and that's why the American people oppose this war all across this land.
President Trump blasted Democratic critics of his war Monday, calling them traitors all. In a social media post, he said, "This is being perfectly executed on the scale of Venezuela, just a bigger, more complex operation. The result will be the same." Be that as it may, Jeffries says Democrats are committed to pushing for an end to the war.
This is not partisan, it's patriotic for us. We're committed to doing everything we can to stop it.
The ceasefire is scheduled to end midnight local time Wednesday. In California, 5 p.m. Pacific time Tuesday. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.